are here at the 2019 Cornerstone Credit Union League annual meeting and expo in Austin, Texas. And in the studio lounge, we have Norma Garza from CU Resources. Welcome.
Welcome to you too.
Yeah.
To Austin, Texas.
I love Austin, Texas. I was here 2 weeks ago and I'm back and here we are again.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate this opportunity.
Yeah. So I know the conference is kind of just getting started, but how's it going for you and what expectations do you have for it?
It's going great.
Yeah.
We have a 700 or more
there's a
attendees.
Lot of people here.
Yeah,
yes.
There's a lot of people.
Yes.
So it's going great. Getting to see my clients as well
mm-hmm.
as potential clients
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
folks I haven't seen in a long time. So I'm looking forward to the rest of the week.
And I heard the CU Resources name on the stage and stuff.
Yes.
So you guys got a shout out up there from Caroline. So that was really nice as well. But the topic today you wanted to talk about is shared branching.
Yes, sir.
Something that is very unique to our industry, and we talked about it before the recording because of our cooperative nature. So give us what's the latest status with shared branching?
Oh, goodness.
What's going on here?
Well, you know, shared branching is continuing. It's
mm-hmm.
going.
Yeah.
There's obviously the digital world
mm-hmm.
that we now live in.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
so there's been concern by some existing clients as far as what's going to happen to shared branching.
Because of the branches are shrinking, obviously the number of branches are shrinking,
right?
But I've heard that there's kind of a resurgence in branching because
yes.
they're kind of changing now as opposed to mm-hmm. a kind of a transactional environment to a more consultative environment, if you will.
Yes.
So
yes.
what's happening? So that may help shared branching.
It does. It does. As a matter of fact, it's a great opportunity for credit unions to make these brick and mortar locations
mm-hmm.
more of a profit center,
mm-hmm.
so to speak,
mm-hmm.
because obviously those that do service
mm-hmm.
the shared branching guest members
mm-hmm.
is the term that we use
yeah.
do make money off of the transactions
oh,
that
sure.
are being processed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there are some locations that are lower performing, and so strategically speaking
mm-hmm.
it drives foot traffic.
Oh,
in.
Sure, sure.
And so from that standpoint, the acquirer side, which is, again, those that service guest members,
mm-hmm.
it allows them for that revenue generating type of income.
Gotcha.
Which is great.
And convenience for the member as
oh,
well.
Oh, my goodness.
My gosh.
Well, convenience and relief.
Yeah.
You know, from
yeah.
a member standpoint,
yeah.
I personally, I have a home in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a story to share in that my son adopted a rescue pet
mm-hmm.
who happened to chew through the little pipe that runs into the toilet. It's a split level home.
Yeah.
So when he got home from work one afternoon, the bottom floor was flooded.
Oh no.
That said, obviously my insurance stepped in, had a couple of checks that I needed to deposit. Don't have a credit union up there, but my credit union here locally
mm-hmm.
participates in shared branching.
Oh.
So I had to pay the contractors.
Okay.
And obviously, because of the size, my
right.
remote deposit capture didn't work.
Right, right.
Couldn't do that.
Right.
So walked into the handy-dandy shared branching location,
mm-hmm.
made my deposit, and was able to pay my contractors lickety-split.
That is the relief you're talking about.
That's exactly it. That's exactly it. And there's many more stories
yeah,
like that.
Imagine. Yeah, no doubt.
So, yes, from a relief standpoint,
mm-hmm.
from a convenience standpoint, point,
mm-hmm.
it is an excellent
mm-hmm.
channel for which to have and for members to have that experience of knowing, you know what, my credit union has my back.
Right, exactly.
Regardless. If my debit card gets compromised,
mm-hmm.
I can pull up my handy dandy CU locator
mm-hmm.
and go to the closest share branch location.
And can they get you an instant issuance one or something like that? Or
not,
if they have
not
it?
The debit card, but you can walk in and if your credit union participates in shared branching,
right,
you can
right.
go and withdraw funds from
oh,
the
I see what you're
union.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I got you. I was one step ahead there. Sorry
yeah,
about
you were.
That.
Yeah, you were.
Sorry about that. So what's the future hold for shared branching? Because we know all these stories that you're saying are fantastic. And we know the benefits of shared branching. And again, it's really unique to the credit union industry. And it's a super cool uniqueness for sure. But what's the future of shared branching? Where are we going with it?
You know, with the digital world and the society being more self-sufficient
mm-hmm.
and wanting to do things on their own,
mm-hmm.
we do have a number of credit unions that are looking to the self-service type of mode. So
nothing wrong with that.
So having the option of having an in-person teller do the actual transaction, or choose to go the either interactive teller machine or the self-service. So from that standpoint, it definitely, it's evolved from what it what it was, and there will always be a place for shared branching.
I agree.
From a disaster recovery standpoint, from a relief standpoint, depending on traveling, business, have a child in college, parent makes a deposit, child takes the money out wherever they're at, that type of thing. So it's, again, you know, it's been around for 40 plus years, and I think it's going to be around for quite a
I agree.
Long
I totally
time.
Agree with you, because I've seen studies that even the younger generations, the millennials, and even the Gen Z, they still will go to a branch. So I think that's the statistics prove that it's still a working, a viable business
very
model.
Much.
So
very much so.
They like that physical entity that they can go to, kind of a comfort, a relief, as you will.
It reminds me of the old pop fizz. Oh, whatever you think it is.
Now we're stepping back.
Yeah.
Anything else to share with us on the shared branching front these days? Again, I think it's I'm totally agreeing with you. I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. So.
No. And again, obviously, because of the world that we're in with the digital, you know, the trends are changing. However, more and more consumers, more and more members are becoming aware. And so with that awareness, they're realizing not only what shared branching is about, but what credit unions are about. The people helping people, the cooperative spirit, the collaborative effort to help one another.
Yeah, I mean, you talk to a brand new member about shared branching, and they're like, what?
Yes.
I can go to XYZ Credit Union, even though I belong to ABC Credit Union, and still transact. Are you kidding me? Wow.
Exactly. So, and again, as a matter of fact, I just had another experience. The guy from Enterprise, who picked me up, young, millennial, goes and picks me up. We get to talking. What do you do? I said, well, as a matter of fact, I work for credit unions. He says, oh my gosh, I have a credit union. I love credit unions. And I said, that's great. I said, well, I work with shared branching in particular. Being a millennial, I seriously did not think he knew what it was about. And I thought, this is my chance to tell him. His response, I love shared branching.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, that's why I'm with my credit union. Yes. And I thought, oh my goodness. I said, I need your testimonial. I said, you're a millennial and you know about shared branching. And he says, I love it. And yes, I do. Wow. And I tell my friends about it. He says, banks don't do that. I said, exactly. Right. When can you go from a Wells Fargo to go make a loan payment at Bank of America?
Never.
It'll never happen.
Right.
So.
Never.
Yeah.
Very cool stuff. Good stuff. Anything else, Laura? Anything?
Well,
this is good
again,
stuff.
Credit unions continue to be interested. And so there's a lot. There's still a lot of market penetration. And I think eventually they will realize that credit unions will realize that it will cost more not to be insured branching than to be insured.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think that's one more piece of value to put on their credit union. I mean,
definitely.
There are loads of other value adds, but I think shared branching is one of the main ones. So.
Definitely.
Good stuff. So where can we find out more information? Is it CUresources.com?
CUresources, yes.
Okay, great.
CUresources.coop.
Oh, .coop. .coop. Got you. I stand corrected. Thank you for that. We'll put that link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check out the latest and greatest in shared branching. Good stuff. Norma Garza, everybody. CU Resources.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well done. I like this one.